This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am encouraging you to move on from what you've outgrown. And I think sometimes we stay in a place longer than it was intended for us to stay because we fear making that first step. But I want you to know today that when you take that first step, you don't have to have all the answers. God is not expecting you to do it perfectly. He is, however, expecting you to trust Him and to know that He is working right alongside you. You know, when we doubt ourselves, we are really doubting the presence of God working in our lives. And that causes us to end up staying in places that we've outgrown and certainly staying for longer than it was ever intended for us to stay. And when I turn to the scriptures, I look at David and Peter. David was a master at what he did in the fields, but it was never intended for him to stay there. Of course, God had a greater calling on his life and that he would reign for king for 40 years. When I look at Peter's life, Peter not only loved fishing, but he was a very skilled fisherman. But he would not only remain a fisherman of fish. Christ told him there was a greater calling on his life. So what calling is on your life today, and what place are you at where you need to move on from what you've outgrown? I've done a nice demonstration on my YouTube channel of exactly what that looks like. So tune in and watch that. But in the meantime, hold on to these words. You didn't choose me. I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit. John 15:16. So share today's message. Watch us every Wednesday on the YouTube channel. And today, move on from what you have outgrown.